This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Freebird as we talk about Haymarket's 5-year anniversary party and playing Smash TV at Emporium Logan. All that more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back again to talk more about drinking.
Here we are again, Brad.
Look at this. We have a six-pack plus. Like, we couldn't even, like, one six-pack was not enough for us for this episode.
Yeah, you pulled out some fun stuff here, man. What do we got here?
So, first off, we're drinking the Beguile Freebird.
Yeah.
So, I think this is recently in package. This was on tap or on draft at the brew pub or brewery, not brew pub, because it's more of a brewery. I don't think there's food, so it's not pub.
Yeah, bottled on 12:30, not too long ago. What, yeah. Less than a month ago? Yeah, maybe like, what, birthday. 2-3 weeks?
Damn, that was my birthday. Yeah. Bottled on my birthday.
And they're working.
So I've had this beer before, and, yeah. You know, I check into a lot of my beers on Untappd. Mm-hmm. And I was looking back at it. Mm-hmm. I gave it 4.5. Bottle caps or stars, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
You loved it. You thought it was great.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Something about this bottle version, though. I'm not. Maybe it's the season. Maybe it's American Pale Ale.
In the winter,
and I don't want something like kind of light and I don't know, mild.
It's a different approach. I know Celebration from Sierra Nevada. That's like a winter ale. But it's like it's light, but it comes out on purpose in the winter.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Like typically, I've had this beer before. It's like this big, fun, refreshing. You know, all that citrusy goodness in there.
Yeah.
And this one's got like this really dense kind of like bitterness in the middle that I don't remember having before. Yeah.
Right. It tastes like a totally different beer, yeah. And I don't know why. I did drop the 6-pack on the ground, like not that far, maybe like a foot at the most. Did I? Drop and knock out the flavors?
You fucked up all the flavor in this beer when you dropped
it, man.
I thought
that you shake it up to get all the flavors mixed around.
You know, Freebird is one of those songs we joke with people on the brew bus because they control the music. We're like, listen, just don't play any Kesha. Don't play any fucking, don't play Freebird. Because we got to a point where we were hearing it all the time. And of course, that's what they play.
All right. Yeah. No Kesha.
Come on.
All right.
If I hear Kesha one more time, dude.
Okay.
Walk.
What's like the most number one song besides Freebird? Because you would say don't play it.
Did people just pick No Diggity.
Oh, okay.
From Blackstreet. People love that song. There's no end to how much people love R. Kelly Ignition remix.
Okay, yeah.
But the one that surprised me the most is like
No Diggity.
No Diggity from Blackstreet. That's probably number one.
Right. I'm sure it starts off pretty mild, and then it goes to like...
Oh, then everyone's bros after like stop number two.
Yeah, and then it's like, you want those 90s hits, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so we're going to drink this Freebird, and then we got some Yum Yum, which we've had Yum Yum on here before.
Yeah.
Always fantastic beer. It replaced Alpha... No, not Alpha.
No, Plus, it did replace... Did it replace Pride and Joy?
Pride and Joy, yeah.
Nothing's replaced Robert the Bruce yet.
No.
Pride and Joy's out, though.
Yeah, he's like his own man. He's like, I can't be replaced by anybody.
I didn't vote for that. I would have replaced
Robert
the Bruce.
I did not vote for Robert the Bruce. If someone did something like that. Brian Boru should be coming around, right?
I haven't seen him in forever, man.
Yeah.
The big, big red ale in the bomber.
Yeah, I feel like, isn't that like February, March? Brian Boru
should be
time?
Coming up. I'm guessing like, St. Patty's Day-ish.
Yeah. Damn, where's Brian? I need some Brian Boru.
Yeah.
We'll drink on this. We need to talk to Kevin and see like if something up with these bottles at a different recipe. What's up? But we'll figure this out. Put the detectives, the Chicago Beer Pass detectives on this. So if this is your first time listening, this is what we do on the show. We ramble about beer. We talk about the events we went to
every week.
The things we're going to go or the things we're going to try to go to, maybe.
Yeah.
And then we end it with a little beer news.
True.
There's always something, drama happening in the world of craft beer.
Nice little audio drum beat every week for people to tune into.
Yeah.
You know?
I think this is like 110th episode. Whew. It's a lot of beers. And a lot of just talking about drinking. Yikes. This is basically our catalog of alcoholism right here.
Exhibit number 119.
Yeah. He's done 110 beer pass episodes where they drink and talk about drinking. Yikes. So last week we said we did shit.
We chilled so hard.
Yeah. And now it's even colder this week.
Yeah.
Did you make it to anything?
Dude, I shook it off, man.
Okay.
You know, I think that was my downtime, you know? You can't have downtime during holidays, you know? Because you're drinking.
Right.
You're downtime from work.
So you took the week off after the holiday, the second week off.
Yeah. So I was back at it, man. I went to a couple of events. I went to, after last week's show, I went over to see our friends at DKC News. So DKC is the PR firm for Goose Island, maybe one of their PR firms.
Okay.
It's the one that we deal with the most primarily, right? So they're based right downtown, and they were having what's their first annual beer summit. They just wanted to get folks in the room, sit around a round table, throw back a few beers, and just talk about, you know, issues of the day, if you will.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I went over there.
My beers are too cold.
Yeah.
Was that an issue?
No, I was like, what's up with all that goddamn green line? And no. The green 312.
Oh.
Because I went to Benny's, and they used to have this deli at the Benny's. You know, the Benny's on
Mercy Street?
The other one.
Oh, the South Loop one?
South Loop. They used to have this deli where I could get this barrel-aged syrup.
Oh, we talked about this, yeah.
Yeah, and now I go back, and it's like all 312, green, 312, you know, yellow. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you guys doing?
You know,
that kind of stuff.
What'd they say?
They don't care about it. They're like, that's not for you, Nick.
Oh, you're like, but I like that syrup. I like the syrup, and I like the deli.
Be like, yeah, it was kind of like, hey, let's talk about, I don't know, what do you think about, what's your real feeling about all these breweries being purchased? What do you think about, what are some of the trends? What do you think about sour beers versus barrel-aged beers? You know, topics like that. So I gave my two cents, and I just talked about how fun it was to see, you know, like Metropolitan and Half Acre, they had gin barrel-aged offerings,
okay,
which we both really liked, you know? And, you know, there's cognac barrels. You know, there's wine barrels, like, you know, different offerings, readily available offerings of different types of barrels, like that subcategory of barrel aging.
Okay,
yeah. Something I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
You know.
Was the audience or was the group pretty mixed?
It was a mixed group. There were some folks, there were like some bartenders, there were some folks, you know, some fellow, you know, beverage enthusiasts like Boozus, who I see all around town. The guys from Hop Review, Tom was there.
Okay.
Couple guys like that.
Okay. So, you know, not like newbie drinkers, not like,
right,
I want more hops, not any of those people.
More hops, more Bourbon County. Yeah. And you know, I got to a point where I was trying to make a point about how, like, you know, we talk about it all the time, you know, these distributors, really big beer buying these small breweries is all about distribution, right? They're gonna affect the way you get access to some of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So then you're gonna go to, like, you know how back in the day you would see, like, you know, Stroh's and Miller and Old Style and, you know, Löwenbräu, all this kind of stuff, all these lagers around town. Uh-huh. That's basically what you could get anywhere, right? I mean, if this keeps up, all you're going to see around town in most places is, and you've seen it already, is fucking Lagunitas at 312. Yeah. And, you know, just like four or five brands, like we're kind of trading those beers for this very small group of craft beers.
Okay.
And is that awesome? Like, who thinks that's awesome? Like, ugh. One of the hallmarks of craft beer was, like, all these different types, and it was regional, and it was seasonal.
Right.
And if big beer keeps sticking their nose in it, that variety won't be there. And that's the part that kind of bothered me.
Right. Know? Do you think people would stop going and buying beer at liquor stores? Like, liquor stores become less of a place to go because I'll just go to my brew pub that's right on the corner or my tap house and just buy their beer that they're making, so I don't even have to go to the liquor store. Like, look at something like Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can go to the grocery store and buy beer, but a lot of people just buy growlers. Like, I know Maeve's family, they buy growlers because going to the liquor store, like, them having beer in the liquor store, okay, but then the actual liquor department is like a whole other store, so it makes, like, oh, I'll just drink a growler.
It's true. And then liquor stores don't offer much of an experience, right? Just like hundreds of beers on shelves.
Yeah.
But like you go to these breweries, like I know in we were in Denver for JBF. This one neighborhood had Rhino River North. You know, they had like 8 or 9 breweries in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole idea is, hey, come in and be part of this beer experience that includes beer.
Huh.
You know, so I mean, that those are two ways around it. Yeah.
You know. All right. Well, that's a whole nother topic and thought. Yeah. But okay.
So. But I thought about you when we were in this building, man, because it was the Jewelers Building, okay. And it was on the other side of the river from the Tribune Tower. We recorded with the House and Hood guys.
Whew, that was a good time. I need to go back. I need to eat there. I still need to go there to eat.
Yeah, we ended up going like a day later. And I was telling those guys, I'm like, man, the last time I was in a building that kind of blew me away was that building. Well, we just got off the elevator at that place, remember? And we just like started taking pictures immediately.
Okay.
That's kind of how I felt when I went to this place. So the Jewelers Building is apparently it's this place where it actually used to be like all just like it sounds. Everybody would go get their jewelry there. And people would get robbed going in there. So they built an elevator car. Okay. So you pull your car up, you go straight to the top in your car. And then get out, and then once you got your jewelry, you go back down and you get right out without getting robbed. So apparently, the floor we were on was like 31, and this is where Al Capone would have all his bodyguards search you before you go up to like the top 3 floors, you know, to go party with Al Capone.
Oh, cool. Okay.
You know, it was a really cool story, like really cool classic, like old 1900s ornamentation in the lobby way. You know, it was just a fantastic space, man. That space is really kick ass. Yeah. And cheers to those guys, man, for having us out. So maybe we'll do that again sometime. I thought it was some pretty good dialogue that happened out of that.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Sounds like a fun event. And then you went over to Haymarket, you were saying, afterwards?
Yeah, I was already downtown. Took a cab over to Haymarket. I ran into our friend Heather Cundard, who's been on the show multiple times. So we hung out and drank a few rounds at Haymarket. When we got there, it was pretty chill, you know. But I was talking to the guys. They had their big rush was from like happy hour to like 7, 8 o'clock, and then it died down. You know, they had a Claire's Thirsty Ale, which is a barrel-aged stout on raspberries, and growlers for $10, you know, and I thought that was a really cool thing. So I got a growler of that. They said they went through 200 growlers.
Jeez.
The 32-ounce growler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's this little guy, little boy.
Yeah, that's a little boy.
Okay.
Right. So it was cool because they said Claire's was clearly like their most popular beer of the year. Like as soon as they put it on, it went out. So they wanted to do something special
besides
for their
5 Two Happy Hearts.
Two Happy Hearts.
Oh, that was like 3 years ago.
That wasn't last year. So Claire's, which was kind of interesting, they it was a mix of barrels, some 6-month barrels all the way up to 24 months.
Okay.
Yeah. And it clearly had like fresh raspberries in it. Man, it's a fantastic beer. Yeah.
Did you grab a growler?
Yeah, I grabbed a growler. My uncle came over this weekend, so it was perfect timing.
Nice.
You know, I really enjoyed the Indignant Flight. So there was Woodford Reserve barrels. You know, they had the unbarrel aged, then it went into like 6 months, and then like 17 months.
Oh, okay.
I thought 17 months was the sweet spot. That was my favorite one. And then by the 22-month one wasn't Woodford Reserve. It was a Bell Mead barrel. So those two were really fun. So kudos to those guys. You know, they've got the new buttons out, too, where you can see the two addresses. So the production facility up in Bridgman, Michigan.
See, Maeve and I were, like, in the car going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like, we should go by Haymarket and have a beer. We debated this as long as we could. And we're like, if we go there, we are not going grocery shopping.
Yeah.
That was our dilemma. It's like we're going to get spiraled into a night of just dangerous drinking.
You're going to know it's going to be like a Tuesday. You're going to know everyone there.
You're right.
And, yeah, you won't leave.
So I didn't want to celebrate with them, but it was just the fact that I would celebrate too hard.
I was pretty useless the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whew, I think I might have made the right call and just like drank in their honor at home. Not drinking their beer, but still thinking of them.
Yeah. But it was good though, man. It was a good time, and those beers were good. And they're finally making progress on the new space.
Okay, that's good to hear. Yeah, I would love to check it out, baby. Did they say like when they might have it going or rolling?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, they did actually mention. They were like, hey, you know, maybe Brash should come back up and do another progress piece on the new space.
It's so far away. You're like,
it doesn't matter, Brad.
I got paid nothing for that thing. Like,
what's more important, man? Miles on your car or beer? You know, you think about this. Don't answer right away. But you think this through.
Oh man. Yeah. Okay.
So I went to that, and then I went to one more thing.
Yeah.
I went to check out Band of Bohemia.
Oh, okay. That's he used to work at Michael.
Yeah, Michael Carroll used to work at Half Acre.
Half Acre. And then he was bouncing around. He was learning about coffee and cocktails. He was at Dark Matter and he was also at Small Bar for a little while.
Yeah, I caught him at Small Bar once. Yeah. He said this project was 5 years in the making. It's something I always wanted to do, but getting the location and the money right was tough for them to do. So they're finally open, and this place looks fantastic, dude. This is a, like, five-star situation. This place looks great.
Oh, cool.
It looks like, you just stepped into, like, 1800s France or something. You know? it just looks got a really cool vibe, like an old Victorian hotel as soon as you walk in, you know?
Nice. Yeah, I've been seeing pictures, and it's like, I got to go up there and eat. So how was the food?
Food was great, man. It's got that modern interpretation of, like, American cuisine. You know, really cool plating, really small.
Circle or square plates?
Circle.
Okay.
Circle plates, yeah. The cocktails were great. The beer was solid. So I ran into Michael, and I was telling him, I'm like, dude, where have you seen this before? Because when you open their menu, at the top of each page is one of the four beers. And then under the beers is a list of all the small place or large place that go with each beer.
Oh, okay.
So, the grilled apple tarragon ale goes with these four dishes. They lead with the food. Like, it's a culinary brew house, And he's like, we've never seen this done anywhere before, and this is something we wanted to do. And it's kind of – it's hard for some people because they're like, well, why is the beer up top kind of thing?
Yeah, I can't find my stuff.
Right.
I just want a drink.
Yeah. It's a new concept. So what we did was we came in. I went one other time and couldn't get in because, it's
busy.
It's got new that place. Talk reservation system. So you're supposed to make reservations and then go. But you can show up, and they do have a little holding area with couches. But if that's full, you can't.
They're like, no, get out of here.
You can't chill there. Right. Yeah. So,
I'm like, not stand within 10 feet of our doors.
Right. Like, sir, you're too close to the to the parking lot. Yeah. So, and I kind of, once I got in and sat down, I kind of got it, because it's like, if it's a typical bar, it's going to be standing room only. And, it's a different vibe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he said they've got a 10-barrel system. And then when you roll up, there's a Dark Matter coffee sign on the upper windows in the building. I'm like, so, dude, what's going on? You guys got private party space up there? He's like, no, there's offices. And I'm like, you guys sell coffee? He's like, yeah, we open at 6 a.m.
Whoa, okay.
They open from 6 to 2. They sell coffee and, like, beignets and donuts and all this other stuff.
Man.
Yeah.
Dark Matter is also killing it because I did hear on the radio driving in this morning, there was a Honda Civic ad with Jesse.
No way.
On it. He's like, yeah, start it. It was a weird ad, but he was on it, like his voice, and he was talking about starting Dark Matter Coffee. And I was like, what? Crazy.
Those dudes are not fucking around. Okay. It is by far the coffee maker of choice in Chicago, probably. Yeah. That place is great. I would definitely go back.
So you think the beer is good, possible improvement?
The beer is good. I think, just like with any new space, they got to hit their stride with the beer. When you went to Dry Hop or, Lake Effect or even Half Acre, in the very beginning, you're going to have to, is take a second to hit your stride.
We don't talk about Half Acre's bottle beginnings.
Oh, man, when they were up in Wisconsin, right? Like, people forget all about it. Yeah. You forget all about it once you get it going.
Remember drinking those beers, and then, we only love them because it was like a Chicago brewery. You're like, we gotta do this. this isn't that great, but we can do it.
I really like the he had a Noble Pils, which I really liked.
Okay,
that was cool.
Nice. Yeah. Band of Bohemia, Noble Pils.
Band of Bohemia up in Ravenswood, right off the Ravenswood Metro.
Nice. I made it over to Emporium on Saturday night. Wasn't like an event or anything, but friends were having a wedding, wedding reception there.
I can't believe that you can get married at
Emporium. They didn't get married at Emporium.
I'm like, dude, how sweet would that be? You got married at Emporium.
So they reserve a space, let them know. And then we had wristbands for drinks. So hit up the bar. They had a whole bunch of tokens. So it was kind of like, a birthday party kind of thing, but you're dressed up because you have tokens. Like, remember going to the arcade as a kid and well, here's your tokens and the pizza's coming. But it was cool, hang out at Emporium, kind of dressed up a little bit. We weren't dressed up a ton.
That is the original one, the Wicker Park or Logan?
This was the Logan
okay.
one. So, yeah, it was a fun time. Took a bunch of tokens, tried to beat Smash TV. That's a tough game to beat. Oh, you can't beat that.
I'm like, dude, I'm going to get married at Emporium.
I got a lot of beers there. Everything's in cans. Mm. We were drinking a lot of this canned wine.
That's like that's a thing now.
It's got like a gorilla on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like gorilla wine. I forget the name of it. But they had a rosé and a red. We were just drinking. A couple of us were like, let's slam this beer, get some wine, and play Smash TV.
There you go.
Yeah, that not smart. Things you do at a wedding, you know?
It is a wedding, so I can see you having wine. Yeah. It kind of goes with the wedding.
And, you know, the ladies are usually wanting wine sometimes. Yeah. So we were drinking that because it was like, it's also one of those things like when you're at a wedding, you're like, I'll take the cocktails because I don't want to order cocktails when I'm usually out. I want beer when I'm out. So it's like, I'll have this canned wine because I would never get this when I came to Emporium. Right. But now maybe I would. So that was fun. And then we went over to Reed's, which I'd never been to Reed's.
Reed's. Is that a, what is Reed's?
It's just like a dive bar.
Oh, yeah. Is it near Emporium?
Not too far.
Okay.
Fun place. Their lines are incredibly dirty.
Really?
Like, I was like, I had to get canned. I was drinking canned beer after that because I had one. I was like, that beer does not taste good.
Man.
And I was like telling everyone, I'm like, just get cans, man. Just get cans. Yeah, just stop. Get cans.
You know, speaking of Logan, I was over there. I went to the Whistler, which I've never been to before. It was really cool. Oh, but then I passed this this brewery that's opening like a couple doors down from the Gap at Diversey in Milwaukee. It's called Hopewell Brewing. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't either. Yeah. Huh. We were just in a car, we were cruising by, and yeah, I'm like, huh.
Hopewell,
like walking, like right at the Blue Line, right at the Blue Line Logan stop. There's going to be a brewery.
Blue Line Logan
stop. Right before, on Milwaukee, right before you hit Diversey. Yeah, right there.
Wow, okay.
So, curious to know more about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked it up and...
So, not far from all those Longman and Eagle.
Right, exactly. Walking distance from there, Parts and Labor, the Logan Theater.
Okay.
Maybe like a... You know, eight stores down from there.
All right, not a bad spot.
Right. So I'm curious.
Cool. Yeah. So that was my week, really, just the wedding and hanging out and doing that. But yeah, I think does that do it for our week? I think we accomplished. We went to things this time. I didn't go to an event, but I think
collectively we did stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is important.
We improved on last
week. Oh yeah, yeah. We're definitely going in the right
direction. So if you were listening or watching, because we got the video, we improved this week.
Yeah.
Improved our training. So on the calendar coming up this week and leading into the next week, because I think we got some spillover because, you know, it's nice to let you know ahead of time.
Yeah, that's right.
What do we got happening?
All right, let's start with Wednesday, the 20th.
Okay.
Goose Island and Side Door are getting together for a little dinner.
Okay. Is it Bourbon County dinner?
Bourbon County dinner.
How come? Where's our invite this year?
We did not get an invite. Well, we were there last year.
Yeah.
When we got the invite. Yeah. So maybe that's the problem.
But we got invited to talk about the event.
Yeah.
No, we didn't get invited this time to talk about it.
You're right. I remember
probably that. Probably shouldn't talk about it.
You know what? Next, screw this event. We're moving to Thursday. No. Wednesday, the 20th, at Side Door. If you haven't been to Side Door, it's at Lowry's Prime Rib. A part of that space has been repurposed.
Redeveloped.
Yeah. It's been repurposed for a gastropub. So they do some really cool stuff over there. They have a killer beer list. And then a lot of people don't know that you can they have a cellar, and they also have, you can buy their beers, and they have a an off-premise license. You can take their beers to go. You can buy some of these cellar beers and then just take them to go. Yeah. It's a $135 dinner. It's going to be BCS. It's going to kick off with Lolita, which I haven't seen in a while. I've probably seen it, but it was like from years ago, because I think this year the sisters are on premise only at restaurants.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've seen, like, you know, previous years Lolita.
Yeah. No, never. I feel like the sisters are, they're a mystery sometimes.
Yeah.
What's happened with them? Yeah.
They're in the big 750 milliliter champagne bottles now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you never see them.
No.
Yeah. Oh, so that's going to be Wednesday, right?
Okay.
Also Wednesday is a tap takeover at Kuma's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Greenbush is going to be there.
Old school Kuma's? Kuma's original?
The original Kuma's.
Uno Kuma's.
Kuma's Uno. This is at 6 p.m. First of all, they're bringing back the Motorhead Burger, which is pretty cool.
Is that a good one?
I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember. I just think it's kind of timely. You know, it's timely that they're bringing back the Motorhead Burger.
Okay.
And then Greenbush is taking over all the lines. It's going to feature Mr. Hyde Orange, which is a coffee cream version, orange coffee cream version of their Mr. Hyde Stout.
Does this kick off at a time or is it?
Yeah, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Okay. I went to Kuma's, I feel like a Friday for lunch, and Salamote did a tap takeover that week. They still had the beers on.
Yeah.
And you could do the flight. So I did the flight when I went there.
You
for
can do
lunch.
Flights there?
Yeah.
Right on.
So they just did like a tap takeover flight. The staff doesn't know what the beers are.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what are the beers? And like, that one's, I think this and maybe that. So that's the only problem with I feel like tap takeovers at Kuma's.
Yeah, I hear that, because I was at Mariano's and I had this beer. I had Freebird on draft, you know. I was there for something and I'm like, well, what do you got from Beguile? They're just like, oh, it's a pale ale,
right?
And that's like all they knew, you know. Right. And I later found out it was Freebird.
Yeah. Is it weird that Kuma's is doing a tap take? Like, you don't need people to go there, right? Are they have issues with people going there?
Every time I drive by there, or, you know, pass there.
Did Greenbush want to just get in there for free?
That is one of their core brands, right?
Yeah, I just need to come in for a burger.
Yeah. We just want to bring,
I know your plan, Greenbush. Jesus.
So that's going to be a 6 p.m. Wednesday. Mm. Now, Thursday is the North Coast Brewing Barrel-Aged Old Rasputin event at Jake Melnick's.
Okay.
Yeah, so Old Raspy is an old favorite of mine.
Old Razzy.
I love Old Raspy. Now, it's his birthday. That's why they're doing it on this day.
Old Razzy's birthday?
Old Razzy's birthday. Like, damn. I gotta be honest with you. I know Old Rasputin the beer.
Yeah, the person?
The dude, Old Rasputin? I'm a little less.
You don't know him?
I know a little less about him.
Okay.
But we know it's his birthday. North Coast is bringing beards for the event. So if you show up and put on a beard and then tag Never Say Die on Instagram, they're going to pick a winner and give them a $100 gift card to Jake Melnick's.
Jake Melnick's. So this is Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday. So Old Raspy is a year-round stout from them. This is the barrel-aged version.
Okay. There was a night that Maeve and I had three Old Razzies at Parent Mountain Room.
Oh, man.
And that was all we can remember that night. Old Razzy treated us well that night.
That's a fine beer. The last time I brewed, we brewed this stout and we just dumped a bunch of Hershey's chocolate in at the end of the boil, and we called it Sweet Sticky Thang Chocolate Stout.
Okay.
Oh, but I would tell people it reminded me of Old Rasputin. That's always been like a staple. You know, if nothing else. If you see nothing else on tap, that's always going to make you smile.
But his birthday is on Thursday. Okay, I'll have to remember that. Yeah. Maybe I'll pick some up because I don't know if I'll make it to Jake Melnick's on Thursday.
Yeah, because it's way downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love how we got issues. It's way downtown.
It's cold too, man. I can't even bike. I can't bike anywhere. Oh, I'm stuck.
All right, so that's Wednesday and Thursday covered. Saturday, we'll slide into Saturday.
Yeah.
Out in Bridgeport at the... at the Co-Prosperity Sphere is the Level Eater 666 event. So this is the sixth annual event with fantasy. It's a fantasy art gaming event hosted by the guys from Maria's and Mash Tun and Mars Brewing.
Okay.
So it's a collaboration event between Mars and Three Floyds. So you'll find both of their beers there. And it's a $25 ticket. $25 gets you a Level Eater 6 t-shirt. The Donerman food truck will be there. And it'll feature beers from Floyd's and Mars.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like an all-day fantasy gaming event.
That's on Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, Saturday is the Brewpub Shootout.
Oh, man.
I'll be there. I believe tickets are sold out.
Okay.
And I haven't been too clear, or I haven't understood if it's only for Chicago Beer Society members.
Yeah, I know in some instances, like, non-members pay a bigger fee.
A premium, yeah.
Yeah, a premium, but they can get in. But I don't know. It might be different this year.
Right, but I would recommend anyone, like, if you are listening to Chicago Beer Pass, like, you should get a Chicago Beer Society membership. Like, I think it's $50 a year. It's supporting, like, the scene. Like, I think it's the best way to support the scene, besides probably buying Nick and I beers if you see us.
Yeah, that's definitely the second best way
second best,
to support the scene.
But I think what the Chicago Beer Society does and just the events they do and help organize. It's a great organization.
Yeah, and to tell you something, man, it's worth it alone just to get access to, like, the picnic that closes out every summer. And
then, like, great taste tickets.
Great taste tickets. They coordinate that. They take a bus up there, a huge bus.
Right. You are almost, if you're a Beer Society member, you're almost guaranteed a ticket if you want it.
Yeah.
Like, go there once. Like, do that. Become a Beer Society, Chicago Beer Society member.
Yeah. So, it's since 1979, like, with the oldest beer organization, one of, in the city.
So this will be the Brewpub Shootout, my first time going. There I already you go. Have my ticket, so I'll be reporting back next week.
I am jealous. That sounds exciting.
Should be pretty neat.
Yeah. And I think that's it for events.
No, I got another one.
Oh, right on. Tuesday. Let's do it.
Next Tuesday, the night we record. What date is that? That is, oh man, my calendar is all messed up. January 26th. Mm-hmm. January's almost over. Bullshit. this is a beer dinner at Choco and Wicker Park.
Which is like Rick Bayless's joint.
Yeah, so this is with Temperance Beer. So they're going to have a few of their beers on, and they're going to pair four courses with it. You're going to be able to get Gatecrasher. I can't even read the rest of these.
And I can't read.
I can't read the rest. They actually might all be with Gatecrasher. No, they got Smitty Town.
Okay. Which is like is an ESB with cherries, with tart cherries, I believe.
They got their Root Down Porter. Mm-hmm. They got their Indian Black Ale. Yeah, so a lot of good beers here, man. This is poorly written and hard to read. Sorry.
No, they're Evanston, Illinois' first brewery since Prohibition.
Right.
Is Temperance.
Yeah. So this is Tuesday at 7 p.m. I believe tickets are still available. Let's see, how much are tickets? Tickets are basically $70 for the beer dinner. So a little pricey for a beer dinner.
Yeah.
I feel like 50 is like a sweet spot. 100 is like, this is a nice one. So 70's all right.
Yeah.
You get 4 or 5 courses, so not too bad.
That ought to be good.
Yeah. So that's Tuesday the 26th.
Right on.
So that does it for events.
Okay.
Before we get out of here, do we have any beer news? Or?
We have a little bit of beer news. Let's dive into it. Oscar Blues.
Yeah.
In Colorado, well, now they're in Colorado and North Carolina, they announced that they increased 30% in 2015. So the breakdown looks like this. The Brevard, North Carolina brewery, the newer brewery, did 90,000 barrels, and then the original brewery out in Colorado did 102,000 barrels.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're rolling right along, man. They say 50% of all their beer is Dale's Pale Ale. And then the Pinner, which is a new offering, and the Oscar Blues IPA, those make up 18%.
Ooh, that IPA is really good.
I haven't had it yet.
Yeah.
When I saw this, I'm like, man.
It's funny. It's just called IPA.
Oh, yeah?
Oscar Blues IPA. It's like a blue can.
I really dig the Gubna from them.
Ooh, Gubna.
Yeah.
I don't know about Gubna. It smells like a BO to me.
This beer, sir, smells like armpit.
But then Mama's Little Pills.
Mama's Yellow Pills. That's another nice one. Yeah, so those guys are rolling right along, man. 200,000 barrels a year, roughly, from those guys. The good folks at Spiteful Brewing announced that they've got a new space.
Right, over by Half Acre.
How cool is that?
Wow.
You know? Yeah, and, you know, this year at FOBAB, this is when Spiteful, you know, really, really came to play. They took a gold in the barley wine, wheat wine category, and then their Malevolence Chocolate Stout took gold as well. Okay. So they won 2 gold medals at FOBAB this year, so this is good timing for them. Bowmanville, I guess, is that neighborhood that this brewery is going
to
be in.
I think I just need to move to Bowmanville.
Yeah.
Like, we got Half Acre, we got Spiteful.
Yeah.
It's pretty far north. Like,
and then you're not very far from, like, everything else up there, you know, like...
Beguile's not too far.
Beguile, you know...
Break Room.
And then Corridor, Fountainhead, all this stuff's up there.
I think somebody find me a place in Bowmanville.
Dude, I went to a killer Italian joint up there this weekend, too. Really? When I went out tried to go to Band of Bohemia, I went to this BYOB Italian joint.
Oh, okay.
They got some good stuff up there, man. They're expected to do, they've got a 30-barrel system. They're expected to max out around 20,000 barrels now. The good folks at Spiteful Brewing. And they are very cool guys, man. So,
right. Brad over there. Brad's is he the owner or head brewer?
They're co.
Co-owner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the two guys.
I like people named Brad. You know, I approve. So excited for them growing. Like, they have a fun, I guess, interesting way of doing their beers. Like, their cans are all blank, and right. they have, like, just labels they print up, and it's kind of like, it's a little pipeworksy, but also, yeah. like,
which
I
makes
feel
sense.
Like almost more chaos than Pipeworks is.
Yeah, Brad and Jason, they both used to work at, they both interned at Pipeworks.
Right.
Yeah, and Cheeseburger in a Paradise is their event they do
yeah.
every year. And, yeah, they have a really, they have that same kind of feeling. Yeah. About them, man. Yeah, just like really, and people really dig their stuff. They're good guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. One more bit of news. Motor Row down yeah. in the South Loop. They celebrate their 1 year anniversary this
what?
Weekend already. Yeah. So they're in over 80 accounts. So cheers to those guys. This is stop number 2 on the Brew Bus now because it's actually the closest brewery that's open to Lagunitas.
Okay.
Which is stop number 1.
I've only ever had their beer at Kaiser Tiger.
Yeah, Kaiser Tiger. They're in 80 accounts. Mostly a lot of hotels and a lot of businesses near Soldier Field.
Okay.
Is where the bulk of their stuff is. They've got a Schwartz beer on called the Frozen Pond. That's really nice. And then speaking of Kaiser Tiger, they've got a Wet Hop Export Dortmunder on mm-hmm. that they did with Kaiser Tiger. So, which is kind of cool. Like they got hops about a month ago.
Okay.
They got fresh hops about a month ago. So you're talking like late fall, early winter, fresh hop.
Yeah,
beer,
all right.
You know,
interesting.
Which is interesting. Yeah, yeah. Not something you see too often. Yeah, right on.
All
right,
Motor Row, 1 year already. I need to make it there, check them out, see what
you know,
they're all about.
They actually own all three floors of the building.
Okay.
And this building is where, like, you know, they call it Motor Row. Remember, they used to be called, Big Shoulders Brewing.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, Big Shoulders Coffee is on Chicago and Milwaukee. So, yeah. like, yeah, let's not do that. And then, so they called it Motor Row because, like, as their South Loop, and then the neighborhood after that is technically Motor Row.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
So it's named after all these car manufacturers that used to reside there up and down the street for like 3 miles.
Okay. Know?
Yeah. So their building was that's where you would take your Ford Model T and get it transferred into a pickup truck. Their building.
Damn.
Yeah. They own all three.
Probably
floors.
Better off with a pickup truck than a Model T.
I like the pickup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably get yeah.
Get some hop-ons, but you can haul around stuff.
Yeah. You can move if your bro needs help moving. You can't do that in the Model T.
No,
Got to do that in the pickup.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. Did you have to help people move within that day? Like, I felt like probably the furniture was real heavy, right?
Oh,
like, it was
man.
Like real. It wasn't like, hey, I got to move this IKEA bookshelf that's real light. No.
Right.
It's like made of wood and built into the wall.
I need to move this oven made of all iron.
Yeah, I need your help. Your car will flatten from this. Like, maybe people just didn't move.
Yeah. They probably got there in their pickup truck and was like, you know what, bro? You just need to just live here.
Yeah, this is
You're
it.
Good. You're good where you are.
I think you only moved when you, like, couldn't afford the rent and you got kicked out. Like, I have this backpack. This is it.
I've got this stick with, like...
This hobo stick.
I got this stick with my clothes in a piece of cloth on the back, like Huckleberry Finn.
On that note, I think we are getting kicked out of here. We should get out. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our website, Chicago Beer Pass, all the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube videos are there. So be sure if you want to watch us drink these beers and talk, like, go for it. That's the place to do it. And then Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. We usually post events, photos.
I really like the way you're drinking that beer.
Our Facebook page. We share other events that we maybe come across later or last-minute things or photos as well there. So, and that'll do it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.